The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello and welcome as we lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley Rutherford. I'm Kyle Welch. Have you ever asked yourself the question, who is Jesus, or what does it mean to be saved? How about questions like, what is eternity? Or is there a real God, and where is he when I'm really suffering? These are just some of the topics we explore every day on this program. In these challenging times, we believe that God's Word is the source to all our answers. So if you can, get out your Bibles, and let's join Pastor Dudley right now with his message for us today.
This is Boo-Boo, Simba, and Hey-Hey. That's their nicknames. Now, I'm holding Hey-Hey by the... because he would run off. So... why are they dressed in Kansas City jersey? Why? Well, I grew up, my entire adult, I was born in Oklahoma, but I grew up in Wichita, Kansas. We're from Kansas. My side of the family is from Kansas. My wife, her side of the family, from Kansas. They still live in Kansas City. So when the Kansas City Chiefs finally won the Super Bowl, my wife's side of the family is trying to brainwash these three kids. So they sent us three Patrick Mahomes, number 15, Kansas City jerseys. Praise God they weren't Raiders or those rotten Cowboys. How many Cowboy fans we have out here? You guys... now, there's nothing unusual about this, is there? Is there anything unusual about that? It's normal. Everybody say it's normal. They're going to grow up rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, what's important about this picture is it was taken last Sunday. Those three kids in their Kansas City jerseys were in church last Sunday because their mom and their dad bring them to church every single week. And they got grandparents who pour into them and pray with them. And so it's not just natural things. There are spiritual consequences for children and grandchildren. We all understand that. Amen? Amen. In the 1700s, there was a man named Max Jukes. He did not believe in Jesus. He never went to church, never took his children to church. He had close to 1,000 descendants. This is in New York. And they did a search on what happened to these 1,000 descendants. 100 of them went to prison. 90 of them became prostitutes. 145 of them became alcoholics. 300 of them had some type of social disease. Another 300 became delinquents that cost the taxpayers of New York millions of dollars. But during that exact same period of time, there was a Puritan preacher by the name of Jonathan Edwards, who was an uncompromising theologian and pastor and a man of prayer. He had 1,400 descendants. They looked at his descendants. 13 of them became college presidents. 65 of them became prominent lawyers. 32 became noted authors. 90 became doctors. 86 of them became state senators. 30 of them became judges. One of them became the vice president of the United States of America, and 200 of them became ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, we know that how a person lives, that there are things that go through following generations, but what does this have to do with all of us here today? We know there are generational blessings and curses. Write this down, but here's what you need to know, that no one is held responsible for someone else's iniquity. In other words, if you're here today and your parents and your grandparents were evil, wicked, deceitful people who engaged in every imaginable sin, your relatives, they robbed banks, they stole from children, they rooted for SC. I'm talking evilness. God will hold your ancestors responsible for their sins. He's not going to hold you responsible. You might suffer some consequences from their sins, but you're not responsible. The Bible says in Ezekiel 18, look at these words, verse 20, the soul who sins is the one who will die. The son will not share the guilt of the father, nor will the father share the guilt of the son. Yes, you might have to endure some sort of consequence for a wayward parent or a wayward grandparent, but the actual guilt, shame, and condemnation of that sin cannot be passed on to you. That's not how it works. However, write this down. No one is excused from your own iniquity. God holds each of us accountable for our own sins. This is why we need Jesus. Can someone say amen? Amen. Even if you've suffered the consequences of bad parenting, you are without excuse for your own iniquity. Because when you stand before God, you won't be able to blame anyone else for your sin. You won't be able to blame anybody else or make excuses for your disobedience. The Bible says in Hebrews 9, verse 27, just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face the judgment. That's why you want Jesus there on your behalf. Ultimately, we each will stand before a holy God and give account for every word and every deed, the choices that we've made or not made. So to be clear, whatever has happened in your ancestry, none of that will excuse you from your own responsibility and your own iniquity. In other words, you can't blame anybody else for your sins. But here's our question, number three. How do I break free from generational curses? Number one, we start here. You have to acknowledge the curse and make the decision to be free from all generational curses. If you're here today and you are tired of a particular vice that runs in your family, it's time for you to be set free. And it's time for you to start living under the blessing of God. It starts with you admitting the problem. We talked about this last week when we talked about addictions. You have to own your situation. You have to admit and acknowledge the issue, the sin, the circumstance. Is it an addiction? Is it anger? Is it lack of time management? Is it abuse? Is it alcohol? Is it drugs? Sickness? Gambling? Lust? Perversion? Laziness? Indifference? Unfaithfulness? Idolatry? Fear? Depression, lack of purpose. Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Jesus came to set you free. But it starts with you first admitting and confessing and determining that you want to go in a different direction. Which leads us to number two, you have to fully surrender to Jesus. That's the only place our hope lies, is in Jesus. Jesus in John 8, verse 31 said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you want to be set free from your past, if you want to be set free from your sin, if you want to be set free from your addiction, if you want to be set free from any curse, there's only one place to find peace. There's only one place to find forgiveness. There's only one place to find joy. There's only one place to find new life. That's by absolute total surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. The bottom line, a generational curse comes through a bloodline. And the only thing that can break the curse of a bloodline is the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no curse. There is no consequence. There's no bondage. There's no yoke. There's no chain that can't withstand the power of Jesus' blood. Depression cannot overcome the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus breaks the chain of depression. The blood of Jesus breaks the chain of generational curses. The blood of Jesus breaks the curse of sin. Only in Jesus Christ can you be set free. And number three, this is going to sound very strange to some of you. You have to confess the sins of your parents and your forefathers. You say, "Preacher, what in the world are you talking about?" Well, in Leviticus chapter 26, God told Israel to confess the sins of their fathers. Now, I understand me confessing my own sins, but why would God ask a generation to confess the sins of their forefathers? Well, in all things, God asked that our hearts be pure and open and transparent. And somewhere you're here today as the result of all of your ancestors. And if you're struggling with anything in your life that you feel has been passed down, you have to get to a point where you acknowledge where these things came from. But you're saying, "It stops now with my generation." I think it speaks to the fact that you are aware of the unfaithfulness of your ancestors, but you're also acknowledging that the buck stops here and the buck stops now. There are no more excuses. There's no more blaming anyone else. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And this is a whole nother sermon that I don't have time to go into. But it's one of the main reasons why we can't let go of the past. When you acknowledge the sins of your forefathers, that it's going to stop now for future generations. I don't want the next 3 to 4 generations to be cursed. I want the next 1,000 generations to be blessed, right? But in order to do that, you've got to learn to forgive. You've got to learn to forgive your ancestors. You have to acknowledge the sin because you don't want to ignore that things happened. So you acknowledge that they happened and you acknowledge that they were wrong. But before you move on, you have to learn to forgive. Because if you can't forgive, then you're the one that's held in bondage and you can never move forward until you learn how to forgive. You say, "But I was really mistreated by a lot of people." I understand that. I think as a nation, we have to acknowledge the sins of our forefathers. And at the same time, we have to learn to forgive. Because if you acknowledge without forgiveness, you're never set free. And that only is possible through Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus can we forgive someone who's mistreated us because we've experienced the grace from Almighty God ourselves. And that leads me to the last thing, and don't anybody leave because we're all going to stand and we're going to say a prayer today where we're going to break all generational curses here today. But number four, you got to start today. Start today. The blood of Jesus has the power to release the grip of all generational curses and set you on a path to bless the next 1,000 generations. Once you've been set free, the course of your life affects generations to come. You'll have to forgive me, but I cannot speak today without talking about my dad, who passed away in 2020. And I I wish all of you could have heard him preach. But not my grandfather, my great-grandfather, my dad, grandfather, great-grandfather, who I never met. He was a famous, famous lawyer in the state of Oklahoma. He was the F. Lee Bailey of his generation. I actually have newspaper articles from the 1900s. When he died, all these articles that were written about him, because he was a famous, well-known lawyer in Oklahoma. Well, his son, my grandfather, my dad's dad, he too was a lawyer. And when he was in his 20s, he was working for the United States government, working out of the Tulsa County Courthouse. And when he was in his late 20s, early 30s, he decides he's going to no longer be a lawyer and he's going to be a preacher. And they say that when my grandfather preached during the invitation time, he'd start to preach, there wouldn't be a dry eye, and that everybody would want to come forward because he was so good. Now, where'd he learn that from? Well, he learned that from his daddy, who was this world-famous lawyer. And he learned how to talk in court to juries. And my grandfather had that ability in him. But my grandfather decides to become a minister. He had three sons, one of which is my dad. All three sons of my grandfather, all three of them became preachers. My dad had five children. I'm the middle. I'm the only normal one. I'm not the oldest. I'm not spoiled like the baby. I'm the most well-rounded. But both of my sisters married ministers, and both of my brothers are ministers. My uncles who are ministers had children. Those are my cousins. They're ministers. Where'd all these ministers come from? Well, it happened when my grandfather left the courtroom and decided he'd be a preacher. They said he never went to college, but he'd been to Calvary. And I think in many ways, if my grandfather hadn't made that decision, I'm not sure I'd be here today. I think maybe I'd be a lawyer. And I'd be reasoning with people why someone was guilty or not guilty. But God used the change in the direction of that one man to change future generations to come. And I always tell that story, and there's always someone sitting out here. They always have, oh, you're so lucky. My family's so messed up, so jacked up. They're nothing but a bunch of creeps and criminals. I'm lucky to even be alive. And I say to you, well, why don't you be the first to come today and say, from this day forward, things are going to change. You be the first. Okay, we're going to say this prayer. We're going to break all generational curses. Let's all stand. We're going to say it together. It's on the screen here. I just want you to know there's three slides. How many?
Three.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
You going to read it with me?
Yes.
We're going to pray it together?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We're going to break all generational curses.
Yes.
Read it out loud with me. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come to you sincerely with a desire to be free from all the curses and their results. Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me and cleansing my sin at the cross. I confess with my mouth that I belong to you. The devil has no power over me because I'm cleansed and covered by your precious blood. I now confess all of my sins, known and unknown. I repent of them now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. I now confess the sins of all my forefathers. In the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ, I break and renounce the power of every demonic curse that was passed down to me through the sins and actions of others. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power and hold of every generational curse that came to me through sin, my sins, and the sins of my forefathers. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power and hold of every curse that came to me through words spoken and through disobedience, mine or my forefathers. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare every legal hold and every legal ground of the enemy broken and destroyed. Through the curses, Satan no longer has a legal right to harass my family line. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. Here we go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all demonic spirits that are harassing me through curses to leave me now. I confess that my body, soul, and spirit are the dwelling places of the Spirit of God. I am redeemed, cleansed, sanctified, and justified by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, neither Satan nor his demons have any place in me nor any power over me because of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. Amen and amen.
It's a blessing for us to bring this program to you every day. We exist only by our faithful partners who support us through their prayers and financial gifts. If Pastor Dudley's message has been a blessing to you, we would like to encourage you to consider joining in partnership with us so we can continue to be here every day to bless others with this important ministry. Your gifts, whether large or small, are greatly appreciated and go directly to help keep us on the air. You can find out more about supporting us by calling our toll-free number, 888-818-4777. That number again is 888-818-4777. We have operators standing by and ready to take your call. You can also support us by going to our website, liftupjesus.com/reach. That address again is liftupjesus.com/ and then the word reach. We have a special gift for everyone listening today to help with your daily Bible reading. It's our Anchored Journal, a complete 365-day Bible reading guide and journal that will help you stay connected to God's Word throughout the coming year. It works with any version of the Bible you are currently reading. The Anchored Journal comes in a choice of colors and can be yours right now for a gift of any size to the Lift Up Jesus ministry. It's as simple as calling our toll-free number, 888-818-4777. You won't want to miss out on this limited time offer, so be sure to call right now. Our number again is 888-818-4777. The Anchored Journal can also be found on our website, liftupjesus.com. That address again is liftupjesus.com. Get yourself anchored to God's Word with your personal Anchored Journal today.
Hello, my name is Abe Anaya, and I am the Life Groups Director here at Shepherd Church. At Shepherd Church, we take a two-pronged approach in connecting folks with God and one another. We do that through worship services and small group Bible studies. You see, the Christian life is lived out when we are in community with one another. We call these life groups. Shepherd Church life groups are your way to experience a Bible study and Christ-centered community. We want to bring the people of our congregation together to love, serve, encourage one another as we grow to be more like Jesus. You see, Christian relationships are vital here at Shepherd. See how we are all better together by joining a life group. Our groups primarily meet in homes, but some meet in coffee shops, backyards, beaches, and even online. No matter what season of life you're in, there is a group for you. Visit us online at lifegroups.org for more information.
You're invited to experience a dramatic retelling of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus at The Passion Play. For over 30 years, thousands have seen the love of our Heavenly Father come to life through music and acting. This broadcast features uniquely gifted artists in every field. Singers, actors, dancers, composers, sound and lighting technicians, camera operators, costume designers, and so much more. see the good news of Jesus come to life at the Passion Play, premiering at Shepherd Church Porter Ranch, March 23rd and 24th.
I'm Kyle Welch, inviting you to join us tomorrow at this same time as we again lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.